The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The chaos continues this morning for commuters as the Lewis Green Line remains out of service following a power outage on the line yesterday. There was a power outage also on the Red Line, but that was restored yesterday, and today Red Line services are operating normally. But earlier on News Talk, Dervla Brophy from Transdev spoke about why the Green Line is still out of action.
So what we have identified is that there is an issue with the 48 volt system, which is not actually the overhead power line. It's a safety circuit that controls power from the substations to the control room. And it's designed to shut down power to the overhead lines in an emergency. And the system is detecting an emergency at the moment, and for safety reasons will not permit us to power back up the line. So until that condition is fixed, we cannot run the Green Line.
So that was Dervla Brophy from Transdev. To bring us the latest, I'm joined now by News Talk reporter Emma Tyrrell. Emma, good morning.
Good morning.
Bring us back to when this all started.
So it was about 20 past 8 in the morning yesterday. And obviously, I mean, that's a peak time for people trying to get in and out of the city. Obviously, there's a lot of housing developments that have sprung up kind of along the Lewis Line in order for people to get trams in and out of work and to school and everything like that. It meant a section of the Green Line and then a section of the Red Line were out of action. Now, the Red Line did come in back into action at about just before midday yesterday.
Obviously not the same fault, because they managed to isolate what was wrong with the Red Line and get it back up.
Exactly. But now they're saying they are having to work through the line to identify what this issue is. And basically, it's the system thinks there's an emergency and won't transfer the power to the lines, so they can't get the Lewis moving because of that.
Now, people are hearing about the 48 volt system. The actual voltage on the dart that powers the dart is 750 volts. So that's why it's potentially very dangerous to come in contact with it. So this 48 volt system is a control system of some kind. But it doesn't seem like it's been protected. You know, you should not have that kind of problem. And because if it goes wrong, maybe it could go wrong the other way and give power where power is not supposed to be.
And, you know, it has happened a couple of times recently in the last few months that there has been these kind of power outages and the trams have been offline. But I suppose when you're dealing with electricity and power, you do have to do it in a controlled way. You have to systematically go through the line and see where the fault is. I did see a lot of workers out, a lot of Lewis fans, a lot of technicians, just even where you get your tickets, working on the lines there. It was quite eerie, I suppose, being in Dublin, seeing trams even around St. Stephen's Green and different areas around College Green as well.
Stranded,
dark, empty trams. And it was causing issues then for traffic, because the buses couldn't get by or the cars couldn't get by. Now, some areas, it's just the tram lines, the trams have been left there and, you know, people can get round.
But did Transdev manage to move the trams that were stopped, unpowered, and blocking traffic?
As far as I know, they did manage to move some of them. Other ones where it's not affecting traffic, I think they've just left them where they are. As I said, I was walking around Stephen's Green, Dawson Street yesterday. There was a lot of confusion. I mean, the tram, the line, obviously the Green Line between Broombridge and Bride's Glen, that's totally out today. But people were kind of unaware. There's a lot of people, obviously, who would rely on it and get it regularly. There's other people, especially around Christmas time, are just coming in using it the odd time.
I wonder what happened to the people who were actually on a tram mid-station when the power went down. They presumably had to be released and out onto the track and walk.
Yeah, one lady I was speaking to, she got off at Houston, which a lot of people would use the tram. They'd get off at Houston and get into the city centre, and they just had to be let off at the next stop and then, I think, walk down the track, really. Some people I was speaking to, an older couple, obviously don't get the Lewis a lot. They didn't know what was happening. I had to kind of explain to them that it was out of action. They were trying to get to Dundrum for a medical appointment. Other people, again, doing Christmas shopping, trying to get on a book tour, getting a bookshop tour from one end of the city to the other. They didn't mind. They said they'd just walk. But I mean, you know, it is an issue for a lot of people.
Now, we learnt about it almost by accident yesterday when Lisa Cannon came in to do her Inside Hollywood feature. And she told us she had to walk most of the way from Dundrum. Then she managed to pick up a taxi for the last bit of the journey. But that's how we found out, because the news seemed to be very slow in coming. I presume people sat on the Lewis for a while thinking, this is only a temporary stop. We'll be back up and running shortly.
Exactly. And I mean, there's often, you know, traffic incidents or whatever, and people are stopped on the Lewis for a time while, you know, an accident is cleared or whatever. Even in the newsroom, we were hearing it from colleagues, but it did take at least 15 minutes anyway for it to be updated on the Lewis website and on X.
Now, we presume that everyone's connected these days on their smartphones and so on. But I'm sure this morning there were people who maybe had been out on the Christmas parties or whatever, or just don't listen to news very much or don't access news on their phones, who turned up at a Lewis stop waiting for a Green Line tram.
And tourists and everything else. And I think people probably presumed it would have been fixed by now, but it hasn't. And obviously this comes after, I know there were issues with the Red Line and they did get that fixed, but there was that whole huge 3-month disruption on the Red Line because of the Georgia's Dock fire. Obviously an unrelated issue, but I mean, it was less than 2 weeks ago that they finally got that section of the line down near the point finally back in operation, and now they have this 2 days of stoppages.
I think it's embarrassing for Transdev running the Lewis. I mean, their systems obviously are not fit for purpose if something like this happens, because you'd imagine these days you've got diagnostics for pretty much everything. Your phone can diagnose itself, for instance, you know. So why Transdev don't have diagnostics on the 48-volt system, I do not know, because that should tell them straight away where the fault is, and then they can go and fix it.
And there have been calls for contingency plans or batteries or different options. Apparently other transport systems in Europe are better able to handle this when there are power failures. I think it was Fine Gael TD, Grace Boland, yesterday saying there should be better contingency plans, because realistically there are issues with electricity supply across Europe. You know, this kind of thing is probably going to happen more often.
All right. Well, they cannot tell us as yet when they can safely run the Green Line. And safety first. That's the mantra that's got to be upheld. But Emma, thank you very much for that update. That's News Talk reporter Emma Tyrrell. Now,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.